Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. This is our extra story for today in memory of all of the Kodeshim, the holy soldiers who were unfortunately lost, killed yesterday in a terrible attack, 21 soldiers. And so, in addition to it being such a sad thing, we definitely have to feel sad for them. But in the middle of a war, especially, the main thing that needs to be done is to increase in our efforts of battling the enemy. And for us who are not on the battlefield physically, that means increasing in the battle to bring light from Torah and mitzvahs, godly light, which will illuminate the darkness and eliminate the source of power for our enemies. Our enemies are all about evil and dark, and by bringing more Torah light into the world, a little bit of light pushes away a lot of darkness, and this can eliminate their source of power. And so today I'd like to tell a little story. It's actually about my next-door neighbor. Unfortunately, he passed away a couple months ago. I just found out a day or two ago. His name was Ray Samuels, and he was a simple Jew. And in fact, I'm saying Kaddish for him. He did not have anybody in his family that could say Kaddish for him, as far as I know. But his mother, may she rest in peace, was from Iran. And she was in the Children's March from Iran. This was a situation where in 1948, maybe it was, soon after the State of Israel was established, the situation in Iran became very bad. The enemies of the Jewish people tried to make this as hard for us as they could. And there was many, many parents who felt that they had to get their children out of Iran. I'm not sure exactly the details of the situation, but for some reason, it was a situation where the children had to leave. And there was a march. There was a huge amount of children that basically walked from Iran to Eretz Yisrael. And my neighbor's mother, may she rest in peace, and he also rest in peace, was one of these children. I think she was about 10 or 11. And it was, I don't know how many weeks it took, but they literally walked from Iran to Israel. Anyway, she did have a son, this fellow named Ray, and he was a good Yid. He felt very strongly about the land of Israel and so forth. Any time that I would ask him to put on tefillin, he would always put on tefillin, no matter what. Always, always. Unless he was very sick or something like that. But he would always be very happy to put on tefillin, although his knowledge of Judaism was really quite limited. And this is really the root of every single Jew. Every single Jew wants to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. It might be that they weren't raised with it. It's hard for them in certain ways. But inside, that's what they want. And so it's very important for us to look for these people. People that may not look like they're keeping much Torah mitzvahs. They may not even look like they're Jewish. But if we ask, we may find that they are actually Jews, and their neshama is obviously a special neshama. And that's why it has this very difficult mission of going from a dark place, that is, a place without chinuch, without Jewish education, to a place of Torah mitzvahs. And you or I may be exactly the person. As a matter of fact, I'll tell a brief story, that one time I was in a place called Red River Gorge. It's a big park in Kentucky. It's called the Grand Canyon of the East. It's not as big as the Grand Canyon of the West, but it is a place with similar but much smaller natural phenomena, canyons and so forth. And my wife and I were there on a little vacation. It's a couple hours from our house. And we went down into what was called Red River Gorge, which is a river flowing at the bottom of a gorge, of a sort of a kind of a cutout area. You have to go down the path. It's not like the Grand Canyon, but it would take maybe 45 minutes to get to the bottom walking. So we went. We get all the way to the bottom, and there is a young man, and I think it was with a young lady, if I'm not mistaken. So, of course, I asked him the million-dollar question. are you Jewish? She said, no. He said, yes. And it was pretty clear that he didn't know much about Judaism. Now, I had my tefillin with him because I always try to carry my tefillin, B'li Neder, Bezras Hashem, whenever I can, just in case. And so I had it with me. I said to him, here, let's put on tefillin. What's tefillin? So I explained to him, here it is, tefillin straps, and it has part of the Torah written on the parchment inside, and it's just like the kind of tefillin that Moses put on 3,000 years ago. And he said, okay, fine. Rolled up his sleeve, and he put on tefillin. Now, we exchanged phone numbers, but I never was able to contact him for some reason, and maybe someday I'll run into him someplace. But it's been now probably 8 years or so since that happened. I don't know. He's someplace. But the mitzvah definitely helped him. There's no question. And not only did it help him, but it helped all of us. And so this is a little example of what we can do. That whenever we go someplace where there are people that may be Jewish and have limited education, it's important to try to help them discover their Yiddishkeit, their Judaism. Maybe if it's Sukkot, you could ask them if they want to shake Lulav Nesrug or have some Shabbos candles along with you in order to, if it's a lady, to have a Shabbos candle, or if it's a man who lives by himself, then he needs to light Shabbos candles, or a little brochure about the Parsha or whatever it might be. And everybody can do it. And really, these are our brothers and sisters. So we all really have to do it. It's our lost brothers and sisters. They know very little about Torah mitzvahs, but their neshama, their soul, wants so much to find out. And in this way, we can help a neshama find its way. And we can also help all of the Jewish people, because everyone that gets on board to do more Torah mitzvahs helps in the group effort to bring the Geula. May it happen immediately, especially through your efforts and our efforts, increasing in Torah mitzvahs, doing more mitzvahs, learning more Torah, davening more, especially davening that Hashem should give us a complete and total victory and a very quick one in Eretz Yisrael. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.